Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a great co-host with me today. His name is Matt Rothschild. You can find his fantastic podcast, Wisconsin Forward, on the Civic Media website. Matt, I wanted to next talk with you about really what has been going on at a number of legacy TV and print media companies, focusing mainly on the news of the day, which is CBS News's CEO resigned. She was basically forced out. This comes on the heels of Bill Owens, the 60 Minutes executive producer for a long time, quitting and basically saying he's not going to work in a, quote, news TV, on a news TV program, where the corporate overlords are telling them what can and cannot be aired and run and how they may or may not cover certain things. There are lawsuits going on. Trump is threatening ABC News over its coverage of the Qatar jet. He posted on Truth Social. Now I see they are at it again. These sleazebags have a fair warning. The wonderful country of Qatar deserves much better than misleading fake news. Everyone, including their lawyers, has been told that ABC must not say that Qatar is giving me a free Boeing 747 airplane, because they are not. CBS, of course, settling this lawsuit that they would have won because they're trying to sell CBS to a Paramount, which is the owner of CBS, is trying to sell their media company to another studio, and they need Trump's approval, his administration's approval of that merger. It's just right. All so unseemly. And now there is reporting that just came out in the last hour or so. And it's important, the CBS News CEO resigned as of this morning, effectively forced out. The last installment for this season of 60 Minutes aired last night. This coming out that Paramount, that owns CBS, their co-CEO, George Cheeks, floated the idea to preempt 60 Minutes entire and CBS's entire lineup, including 60 Minutes yesterday, which had a segment on Donald Trump and the IRS. People freaked out, and the idea was dropped. You know, one of the key pillars of any democracy is a free press. This doesn't seem so free, does it?
No, Maggie, and you put your finger on it when you mentioned the corporate overlords, because This is a crisis of our democracy when you have huge corporations that are running our media organizations. They're not into informing the public. They're into making a profit. And if making a profit gets in the way of giving people their news, they won't give people the news. And let's just make this personal. Sherry Redstone, who's the owner of Paramount Global, stands to make a crisp $500 million, $530 million if the sale goes through to Skydance Media. So that's why they're, you know, getting tough on 60 Minutes, and that's why they wanted to pull the thing. And that's why they're settling the suit from Donald Trump, because she's going to make half a bill.
The greed overriding any of their obligations as the owner of a media company or a studio that also owns a media company is just so disgusting to me. I can't think of a better word. If you don't know what it means to own a newspaper or a CBS, a network news provider, then sell it to someone who does, but don't wreck the thing on your way out. I mean, Sherry Redstone and George Cheeks and Bob Iger, like, do something to protect and stand up for media and the free press. You can defend these lawsuits. You have deep, deep coffers. Stand up and fight for it. Jeff Bezos, instead of, you know, canning the political cartoons, stick up for the freedom of the press. You have enough money. Do you need to buy more jets, more yachts, more penis-shaped rockets, Mr. Bezos? It's just so infuriating. 855-752-1 4842-855-75Civic. Troy from Mount Hope, say hello to Matt. What you got for us?
Hello, Maggie. Hello, Matt. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Troy. We're doing fine. Troy, what's on your mind?
Great, great. Real quick, Bezos also killed Kamala, I'm sorry, endorsement in the Washington Post, too.
And the L.A. Times billionaire overlord did the same thing.
Yeah, and Bezos also got rid of the or really gutted the opinion section of the Washington Post and told him not to write about Trump on the opinion pages of the Washington Post.
Yes. Go ahead, Troy.
Hello?
Yep,
oh,
go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry. One other thing, back to the last thing. Do you think Trump would go to Putin and say, hey, this until I get the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping, and then you can do whatever you want?
You mean Donald Trump engage in an ego-stroking quid pro quo to elevate his own perception of himself? No, Troy, that could never happen. Thanks for the call, Troy. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Yeah, what has been going on with Paramount, ABC, and CBS is really disgusting. And what's getting lost in all of this, Matt, in my opinion, is the fact that Fox News admitted repeatedly in court filings that their people lie on air, that it's not news, that no one should take it seriously, that no reasonable person watching Fox News would ever think that what they're saying is actually news. When they were sued by Dominion and the other voting machine companies for defamation, for repeating the big lie over and over and over again. They admitted in court filings that no one would believe what their anchors are saying. And one of those anchors that said all of that insane stuff is now slated to become the U.S. attorney in the District of Columbia. But CBS and ABC, like, bending the knee. It's just everything. Up is down, left is right. It seems very, very dystopic, to use
a
word.
Yeah, I mean, this capitulation by pillars of our civil society is really alarming. You had the big lawyers in New York cave. You had Columbia University cave. Now you've got CBS caving. You had Washington Post caving. You had the LA Times caving. This isn't a time to cave. We need all the pillars of civil society and everyone listening, all citizens, to stand up and defend our democracy and not bow down in front of Donald Trump and kiss his ring.
Yeah, the in particular, what I've seen in some of these legacy media outfits is just disgusting. To bridge to a potentially related subject that seems to have gripped the entire right-wing talk universe is the alleged conspiracy amongst the media to cover up Joe Biden's ailing health, whether you're talking about his mental health or what has come out today, a diagnosis of an aggressive form of prostate cancer. I have resisted talking about someone talking about Joe Biden's mental health, because that's what Jake Tapper's book is. It's just somebody talking. It's a series of observations about Joe Biden's mental health. I do think that those around the former president should have had much more candid, uncomfortable conversations about his ability to get through the rigors of a campaign and the rigors of another four-year term. There's no question that that should have happened. Any question about whether or not that should have happened was answered on the day he blew his debate with Donald Trump. That was not a man who could be president again for 4 years. I was deeply disturbed.
Absolutely, Maggie. I walked into the Civic Media headquarters the morning after, and I was apoplectic. I mean, I just couldn't believe it. And I knew he was a goner. But it is a very sad day for the former president and for his family. I hope there are recent advances in prostate treatment. I hope that'll serve him well and he gets a couple good years ahead. But it's unfortunate. But on the Jake Tapper thing, I mean, I'm pretty much over it. You know, I came to terms with what happened and I want to move on. We got bigger things in front of us, like Donald Trump and crushing our democracy in the United States. But it is a hot topic right now. And, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around. And of course, no one was stopping Gavin Newsom or Gretchen Whitmer from throwing their hat in the ring. You know, anyone could have joined the primary battle.
Isn't that part of the question is, what are their pressures coming from within the DNC or what have you to keep the Pritzkers, the Newsoms, the Whitmers, the Bashirs, whomever it may have been, from engaging in a robust primary?
I mean, there might have been pressure, but, you know, stand
they
up.
They still make the call.
Right.
You're damn right. You're damn right, Matt. And this is where we get to the idea of the framers never intended for us to have a two-party system. And I don't think it's been working particularly well. And I think Democrats would be well served by actually inviting vigorous primaries, by inviting a lot of open debate about what the direction of the party should be, instead of enforcing sort of party orthodoxy from top down. I think people are suspicious of that. I think, frankly, the 2016 primary with Clinton and Sanders, people were suspicious of that. It turned voters off. And I think we need to re-embrace the idea that through vigorous debate comes better ideas, to stand as the antithesis of the cultish of MAGA, to invite those debates, those discussions, those differences, and bring them out into the open and try to come up with better ideas because of it. My one comment on the president's diagnosis, the former president's diagnosis, is it is tragic. This is a man who's given his entire life in public service to drag his reputation and legacy through the mud again, to make presumptions about what was known or diagnosed before when there is no evidence to support it, is unbecoming of any American. And the fact of the matter is that prostate diagnosis, you can have a clean PSA screen, you can come back a year later, and you can have a stage 4 diagnosis. This is apparently in his bones. The man has a battle in front of him. Mm-hmm. He deserves our prayers and support instead of speculation and baseless accusations until more is known. Matt, any final thoughts on
enough is enough. I mean, we all saw the debate. We all realized that he wasn't up to it. You know, there are a lot of things that could have happened. Yes, he could have dropped out after the midterms. My fantasy always was he was going to hand the keys over to Kamala Harris for a couple years and let her drive and see how she did and see how the American public liked it. He didn't do those things. We know that. We've been over this ground a ton. Give the man some peace now.
Yes. Folks, we got Matt Rothschild with me. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Did you know that there was a state Republican convention just over the weekend in a place called Rothschild, Wisconsin? No relation to my fine guest co-host. We're going to listen to some of the insane things that got said at the convention and talk about it in our last segment of the day. So don't go anywhere. We got Jacob on the board, Matt in the co-host chair with me, and each and every one of you. Keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-752-4842. Come back with us.